across the country, protesters calling for major police reform, with a new push behind the idea of defunding the police. And here in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis expected to sign a sweeping police reform bill that bans chokeholds, requires body cameras, and makes it easier for the public to sue an officer accused of using extreme force. And right now we're looking at the question of police reform with civil rights and liability attorney Richard Bell. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
Some of the language is very clunky because I think when people hear defund the police, they think they mean dismantle or disband and do away with. But that's not the case, right? There's obviously a difference between defunding and dismantling.
Right. This might be the worst branding of our time. It's definitely a misnomer. So basically, what the argument is that there should be a reallocation of resources. Because let's face it, police are many times in a total mismatch with an encounter. When they're encountering homelessness, drug addiction, nonviolent domestic issues, those are really much better suited for social workers and mental health counselors and community liaisons. So a reallocation of resources, I think, what we're talking about here.
In that case, I've heard many police chiefs say that they always seem that they are the last line of defense. And to your point, they have to be the counselors. They have to help people that have mental health issues and get them off the streets and find resources for them. And that's not what really policing is. So having said that, why do you think some of these departments, not all of them, may be concerned when they hear defunding? Is it just simply they don't want to lose the money and revenue for the needs that they have?
Yeah, I think, like I said earlier in the branding part, we're not saying that this is a choice between having a police department and not having a police department. It's using whatever resources there are for the police, and maybe there can be. There's going to be cuts in budgets everywhere in the country, obviously, after the pandemic. So I think what we need to understand is we're just asking the police to be more streamlined, smarter with the resources they have, and doing the things they do. Because do you know that in 2019, the Vera Institute of Justice did a study. 5% of all arrests are for serious violent crimes. That means 95% are not. So the police are doing a lot of things they shouldn't have to be doing.
I'm wondering if you think the protests, is it different this time? Are they making a difference? Are we seeing a change, a transformative change in policing when it comes to the issues, I guess, of race and the issues that we're seeing that the protesters are trying to bring about?
Well, there's no question it's different. And the key is turning the effective protest into permanent structural change. And I was just listening to you, obviously, in Colorado, you have some media changes. In New York, we had a whole list of bills last week signed for police reforms. So the answer is, yes, this is a moment. Yes, it feels different. But unless we keep the momentum going and passing lots of bills and having the public interested, and most of all, voting, because if you vote for the candidates that want this change to take place, and we'll ride the legislatures and the governors over getting this change done, then we're going to get it done.
You know, one of the most interesting things about the reform is we've been hearing now for years, body cameras are not a new technology, but it sounds like a lot of departments were not using them or forgetting to use them or whatever that issue was. But as it turns out, if I read the data right, that more often than not, officers that use body cams and have that footage, that exonerates them. It doesn't get them in trouble. So actually, it's in their best interest to wear body cameras when they're doing these services. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Body cams are a good cop's best friend and a bad cop's worst enemy. So that's what you want, right? Because you want to expose what's bad and you want to show what's good. So you're correct on that.
Do you think there is systemic racism when it comes to law enforcement and policing? Or is it the analogy we keep hearing that it's just a few bad apples?
There's systemic racism, and I think to deny that would absolutely ignore an issue that's there. So what you have to do when you have something systemic is attack it with structural change. And that's what all these new laws are about. They're trying to attack the structure. And when you talked earlier about defunding, so dismantled is what happened in Camden, New Jersey in 2012. They literally dismantled the police department. What did they do? Have no police? No. They had it consumed by the county. They had enormous reforms because the police department was having issues, and Camden's had a big decrease in crime, and is the model for this issue of this what's called disbanding, or you want to call it defunding, but it's reform is what it really is in the end.
Civil rights and liability attorney Richard Bell. Richard, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. If your audience needs to reach me, it's richardcbellesq.com. Thank you.